there are many areas where there's happy agriculture on permafrost. You know, people in Yellowknife and in Fairbanks grow tomatoes. There's agriculture on permafrost in Siberia and in China. That's, you know, the permafrost itself is not so much a problem. So what I would see as a possible problem, though, is that you may want to expand in certain areas, but you don't find the types of soils that you may need, or you may find that some of those areas actually, you know, undergo melting phenomena. From what I see is that the operation and maintenance of roads is getting increasingly expensive, and usually many of the technical means proposed are just not that successful, so you end up having to spend a lot more on maintaining your roads in permafrost. And then you have a lot of communities and maybe even, you know, traditional food gathering on permafrost terrain, and the ability to deal with change there may be far lower than the ability of, you know, the big expensive infrastructure we often think of. If you walk through Yellowknife, for instance, and all the big expensive buildings have their foundations on bedrock. The less expensive buildings are usually in the less desirable places and maybe built with less money in the background to build it very, very well. And yes, I think there will be big impacts on how people live and how people go about their activities.